Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything you want, no matter how asinine, including some silly argument you had with a rock and roll DJ half a world away from you. That's what Dave in New York called about the end of the last hour. We did check out the video, by the way. He had called in complaining about a rock radio station. He could not understand why it was that they were cutting off songs. He was listening to songs. He couldn't get, did not understand why they were just seemingly cutting them off midpoint. And I, as a former rock disc jockey, did my best to discern what it was that he was complaining about. And it didn't sound like he was talking about a music bed, as they're called in the business. So, for instance, when we just came back from break there, you heard that heavy metal music that we came into, and it fades out. That's what's called in the business a music bed. A bed in that it's underneath your voice.
Or bumper music or is bumper. Another term.
Yeah. And so, no, that's not what he was talking about. So we actually played back the call during the break that he made, because it's on his YouTube channel. It's called Frost from Z-Rock. Chico hangs up on me. And in the video, Frost, the jock there, explains that it's the internet. She doesn't do a very good job of explaining what's going on, but essentially what's happening is these days, this didn't happen when I was in rock radio over a decade ago. They didn't have internet streaming when I was doing that, or it was very unpopular. And so I didn't have to deal with this. But apparently nowadays what they do during breaks at some stations...
Commercial breaks.
During commercial breaks is there's some stupid union rules that make it so you can't stream a lot of commercials in radio. I don't know what they are. We don't care about them on Free Talk Live. But on some stations, they actually break away. When the station goes to break on the air and they're playing commercials on the air, on the stream, they have to put something else on. So it sounds like this station that he's talking about, Z-Rock in Chico, California, is playing music during the commercial break, and then when the commercial break's over, sometimes the break is going to end before the song ends that they're playing, so it'll cut the song off to go back to the live feed from the station. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. The jock did not do a good job explaining that to Dave, although I don't know if Dave...
She also said that I've explained this to you a thousand times.
Yeah, so it sounds like Dave is calling over and over again with the same question. She didn't specifically say she had explained it to Dave. She did just say she'd explained it 1,000 times. I presume that means because it wasn't the first time Dave called, and then she ended up hanging up on him. Nick's on the line in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. You know how, like, in trials they have experts on certain subjects? Well, I'm an expert on Dave.
I've known You're Dave an expert for... on Dave from New York?
Yeah, I've known him for 6 years, and he's my... I've never met him, but he says we're best friends, and I believe him.
Really? No, so you're not one of... Because Dave first started calling this show and was complaining because he is made fun of frequently online by people on various internet forums. Are you one
and
of,
Craigslist.
So are you... You are not one of the people who makes fun of Dave? You're like... you side with Dave?
Yes, I'm one of Dave's allies. He does have enemies on the internet. He is right. Those are the people who sent the video of him... wearing his Hertz, well, his job uniform, and ranting about a coworker. He called up.
Well, what you're referring to is Dave was apparently fired from his job for ranting about a coworker on YouTube. You're saying that video was not posted to the internet by Dave? How could that be?
No, Dave posted it to the internet, and another guy told him, "Hey, you should probably take that down," but Dave's enemies had already stolen
it. Was
the video.
Too late. I see. They downloaded the video. Well, it's not stealing, and you don't know. As soon as you put the video online, you don't own it anymore. Someone else could easily download it and repost it, which is what. So, I mean, so you've never met Dave. How did you become friends with him?
Well, we met on a Howard Stern message board, and he wasn't even a fan of Howard Stern, and I thought that was interesting. And he was just on there, like, aggravating everybody, and
he was trolling people.
He doesn't know he's trolling people. That's the thing. Like, he thinks we care. He thinks we care that like WZRK or whatever is like the best rock channel in his opinion. It's because he has Asperger's syndrome. Like, he has no idea that you don't care whatsoever. Like, because he can't put himself in anybody else's shoes. It's all about Dave, basically.
Interesting. You know, I appreciate you clearing that up, Nick. Was there anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
Well, I just love Dave, but he's a character. Like, he's 38. He still plays with Hot Wheels, and he watches Transformers and Beast Wars. One big thing is he lives in a battered women's shelter, believe it or not.
Is it true? Because he had made that claim on one of his... I thought he was just joking.
What?
So on one of his videos, he claims to be living in a battered women's shelter in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Wow.
And I just thought it was... I just thought that was like his fun name for what the place was called. But it actually is a battered women's shelter?
Yeah, I guess the social worker had nowhere... better to put him, like, that was the only place, so they stuck him in a battered women's shelter.
There's at least two videos that I've seen of his where there's people throwing things from the apartment apparently above him, and they're like throwing food. They apparently just regularly throw food out onto the pavement. Sometimes they throw furniture and other things like that out the windows. I just thought it was just kind of like a joke on what he just called the place. But wow, it's fascinating stuff. Nick, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Get a little bit of explanation for our caller Dave from New York, which people have been, I'm sure, curious about.
Yeah, and I'm sure that he recorded that and will post it on YouTube.
Yeah, there you go. It's, again, his YouTube channel, Hudson Valley Guy and the number one.
Then there's also Hudson Valley Guy NY and Hudson Valley Guy NY313, and there's probably several others as well.
Well, at least he's got other radio shows to call and isn't just calling Free Talk Live. So anyway, 855-450-FREE. Let's get back to some newsy things here from Yahoo News and Reuters. We were explaining to you earlier that the ladies from Pussy Riot have been released in Russia. Nadezhda Tolokonikova and Maria Alokhina, age 24 and 25, were set free last week, and now they are speaking out, saying that the release, which basically let them out of jail about 2 months or so before the end of their two-year jail term, was a disgusting and cynical act, said Tolokonikova. They, of course, as you may know, were arrested originally for a protest, profanity-laced protest against Putin in a Russian Orthodox church in 2012.
Charge of hooliganism.
Convicted, sent to prison, and the term was about 2 years. The case caused an outcry in the West, but there was much less sympathy for the women at home than abroad. This had been, or they had been due for an early release, or excuse me, for release in early March. Putin, who denies jailing people for political reasons, has said the amnesty would show that the Russian state is humane. The measure, however, does not benefit opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who is barred from elections for years by a 5-year suspended sentence on a theft charge that he says was Kremlin revenge for his activism. Putin in power since 2000 has not ruled out seeking another 6-year term in 2018.
All right, just real quick, allow me to add that if you have to say that this isn't why we're doing this, or we don't do this thing, then you probably do that thing. If you're having to say we don't jail people for political reasons, you probably jail people for political reasons.
Absolutely true. Alokhina echoed critics who said the amnesty was far too narrow and not an act of mercy, but a political ply by Putin. She said, "I do not think it is a humanitarian act. I think it's a PR stunt. My attitude to the president has not changed." So if he thought he was going to win some appreciation from these ladies... Tolokonikova, who staged a hunger strike earlier this year and drew attention to stark conditions and long hours of mandatory hard labor in the jail where she was previously held, said she would fight for prisoners' rights. She said, "Everything is just starting, so fasten your seatbelts." I love these Russian activists. These girls and the ladies from Femen, the Ukrainian girls, are just absolutely amazingly brave activists. I mean, these ladies are going up against thug Russian cops that are unlike a lot of what's seen here in the United States. There's more coming up. More from the Pussy Riot ladies in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Share your thoughts.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets,
starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 23rd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,200.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,245.17, $622.58 for a half ounce, or $311.29 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,245.17, $622.58, and $311.29.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll-free number 855-453. 453. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Hey, don't forget you can also enjoy a variety of features on our website. You can, for instance, chat with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, and the webcam is actually built into the same page with the chat room in there. If you want to do a full screen chat, that's also an option as well. You can just put in chat.lrn.fm or chat.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to a full screen version of it. Or again, you can just go to cam.freetalklive.com, where it's all mixed into the same page. And of course, like the rest of our website, it is completely free. Hey, Passport to Freedom. It's the first ever Passport to Freedom. It's coming up January 23rd through the 25th. We're about 4 weeks away from this event. It's going to be an intimate occasion in Las Vegas, and lots of great speakers are going to be on the docket there. Peter Schiff will be keynoting. Vitalik Buterin from Bitcoin Magazine will be there as well. Many of these folks they've got lined up to speak are really knowledgeable on the ideas of how to get out of the United States or how to stay in the U.S., but at the same time, protect yourself, reduce your dependence on the United States without having to leave the country, ways to increase your personal sovereignty, protect your money, quit your job, and make money from anywhere. These are ideas that you can use to create a more freedom-oriented lifestyle for yourself. And a lot of this information is not going to be available online. So get your tickets for this very intimate, very personal event. It's happening in Vegas, January 23rd through the 25th. Go and get the details over at passport.freetalklive.com. We've got special passes for Free Talk Live listeners available through passport.freetalklive.com. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. We go to Nathan in Texas on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, that call from Dave was really awesome. He's quite a character.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. It gets a little repetitive dealing with Dave, and that can be kind of frustrating. It's hard to keep him on target and make have a conversation with him that's listenable. But I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well, you're really good at that. I watched that video you were talking about, and I would say Dave came out on top because the lady Jock, she didn't answer any of his questions. She said, "Oh, I've answered your question 1,000 times."
Yeah, but it can be a little frustrating when the same caller calls in over and over again and basically asks you the same question. Now, maybe she didn't do a good job of explaining it, but maybe if she had done a good job, maybe Dave wouldn't have really gotten it. I don't know. So she was clearly frustrated with him.
I was completely lost. I didn't understand. She said something about, "I don't control the internet. I don't control the internet. It's not my problem." So
yeah. Well, she sounded like your typical lazy rock jock. I mean, she's pretty typical.
Yeah, you did make him sound kind of lazy with saying, well, they all have the same music bed and so forth.
Well, that's not what I was saying. I was saying that they have the same music selection. Rock stations usually have, like, the same 180 songs, basically, that they just play through over and over again.
Yeah. A classic rock station in Keene and a classic rock station in Albany, New York, and one in Birmingham, Alabama, and anywhere else in the country, they're going to play the same selection of songs.
Almost all the time.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that. So in the New York Times, there was this article about how the inventor of the Kalashnikov rifle died.
That's right.
Did you hear about it?
Yeah, he sure did. He was old, too, like in his late 90s.
Yeah, it was real interesting. He was born a peasant in the Siberian steppe, and his self-taught mechanical skills propelled him to, I guess, a folk hero of sorts for inventing the rifle and then kind of taking part in the Soviet government.
He's certainly no freedom lover. He's an obedient state organizer, but essentially the AK-47 is an amazing weapon, and it is historically it's probably one of the most noteworthy.
Well, I knew when clicking on the New York Times story, I knew it would find some way to diminish it somehow. And indeed, they say something about how its checkered legacy is. Maybe reformed, and then they quote Kalashnikov saying, "The weapon," he said, "was designed to protect his motherland, not to be used by terrorists or thugs. This is a weapon of defense," he said. "It is not a weapon for offense."
Interesting.
So I wonder what sort of thing will be written in the obituary of the guy that invented the unmanned aerial drone.
Exactly. That's what I thought when I read the article. Are they going to write the same thing about that?
Who Good question. And
probably not. Are they going to talk about its checkered legacy? Are they going to say this is a weapon of defense?
I mean, doesn't every weapon have a checkered legacy? Because they're probably used at some point to kill innocent people.
The guy that invented the hammer should be ashamed of himself.
Right.
Because people can turn that around and use the claws to crack someone's skull open.
Nathan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up. AK-47, amazing weapon that really deserves its place in history. It's I mean, I'm no gun expert or whatever, but when I was looking into buying a rifle like that, the AK-47 was very attractive to me because it's so prolific. There are so many of these things out there. They're cheap, you know, guns. They're easy to manufacture, and there's so many. They're so popular amongst various different factions and groups.
Well, when you say cheap, I believe you mean inexpensive.
Okay, inexpensive.
Because cheap implies that it's something that breaks easily.
That's a good point.
And it doesn't cost a lot of money.
Thank you, yes. They're not particularly expensive guns. I mean, it's still going to be a few hundred bucks to pick one up. But the, you know, the ammo's prolific, the guns themselves are prolific, so therefore they're relatively low cost because there's just so many of them out there. They were a fairly useful gun to have on a battlefield because they're so frequently found in enemy hands that you can easily exchange, you know, the magazines and
right.
bullets and things like that. And so they're just so common. And the reason why they're so common is because they're so damn reliable. There's some fascinating videos out there of the AK-47 just being abused to the max, like fired and then thrown in a mud puddle and picked up and fired again and then thrown into the dust and run over by a truck. And, you know, they just beat the hell out of this gun and they just pick it up and it just keeps firing. Most guns are very intolerant of having dirt in their mechanisms.
Yeah.
And if you get dirt in, you know, like an M16 or something like that, it's just going to jam. But the AK-47 has a lot of tolerance. Now, that means, and as the inventor pointed out, they're not particularly good offensive guns because they're not really accurate. But, you know, they can still shoot somebody.
Right.
within a certain distance, they're deadly. And it's an amazing weapon. So 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Alex listening in Knoxville, Tennessee. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about Dave. I don't know. I had to stop listening for a minute. I don't know if anyone might have brought this up. But from all the times I've heard Dave call in, it kind of sounds, and I'm not a medical professional, but I have worked a little bit in that field in the past. As like a health care, providing like care to handicapped people in a group home. He sounds like he's probably on the autism spectrum.
A buddy of his actually called in and said that he is.
That he's, what was the name of the?
Asperger's.
Asperger's, that's
Asperger's.
Right. But now they supposedly have taken away the Asperger's and now they've, like, sucked it back into the autism
spectrum. It's all part of the spectrum.
Yes. So, yeah, Alex, I don't know if you had more you wanted to say. You can hang on here if you do. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. Also, more on Pussy Riot and their latest, what they have to say about Vladimir Putin in moments. Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95. Now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves toll free, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, splitting California into 6 states. The proposal has been put on the table. Daryl has the details on that. 855-450-FREE. Again, the toll free number brought to you by ProXPN. We invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. If you like Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Last week we had about $50 in new Free Talk Live amplifiers come on board. We're now within striking distance of our goal. I think we've raised over $700 towards our goal. We're about $200 away now.
Nice.
From reaching our goal of $950 per month. That will be matched. So right now, if you amp Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com, your amp dollars will be matched up to $950 per month. We're trying to raise that money to help pay for you, Daryl, to do affiliate relations for Free Talk Live. You're going to take a couple days off for this week because it's pointless to call radio stations tomorrow and the next day for the most part. But you're here 5 days a week. You're here every morning on time, and you're calling radio stations on behalf of Free Talk Live. You've already brought one station on board. In the Boston area, which was a great score on your part. So, again, welcome to everybody listening to WXPR in Brockton. And you've got other irons in the fire. These things take time, so that you even got one station after about a month or so was really impressive to me. So it's working. I mean, the idea of bringing Daryl on has definitely helped us reach out to new radio stations and get the ideas of freedom on more radio stations coast to coast. So if that's important to you, if it's important to you to have more average Americans get in their car, turn on the radio, and hear Free Talk Live coming out of their speakers, you can help make that happen by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier and helping us pay Daryl's paycheck. And that's one of the things we're doing with that $950 per month, which, again, is being matched. So if you contribute $5 a month to the AMP program tonight at amp.freetalklive.com, one of our generous contributors will be also throwing in an extra $5 to match your $5. Plus, between now and Christmas, so like less than 48 hours at this point, you've got basically 2 days left to get in on the extra bonus sweetener deal, where if you sign up for a Free Talk Live amp, say $5 a month, you will get $5 back in Bitcoin if you want it. You don't have to, but if you do want that, you can send me an email with your Bitcoin address, and one of our generous contributors will be taking it from his own personal Bitcoin collection and sending those Bitcoins to you.
So, plus, that money still gets matched.
Right. So the $5 comes in, it gets matched, so Free Talk Live gets $10 out of it, and you get $5 worth of Bitcoin out, which is pretty sweet. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. Maybe you don't want to contribute monthly. You just want to throw something into the pot. You can do that, too. One-time contributions are being matched. We actually haven't really gotten very many one-times.
Bitcoin contributions are also being matched up to a certain amount.
$250 worth of Bitcoin contributions. So you can Bitcoin us at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can do the one-time contribution at amp.freetalklive.com or sign up for the AMP program. Get on board monthly. That's the best way to help us out, is that monthly contribution that we can count on coming in every month. We can budget appropriately for that. So amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you to everybody who answered the show. We go back to Alex listening in Knoxville. His analysis of Dave in New York is an Asperger's/autism spectrum situation. And Alex, did you have more that you wanted to say?
Yeah, just that in my experience, it's been with people who are further along, more, you know, less, you know, functional than Dave, or they do generally tend to, you know, have this sort of single-minded interest and stuff, like he has with everything he's ever spoke about with you guys. And they, you know, can't, I mean, you know, y'all probably know this, they can't really understand any sort of subtlety.
Right.
Like he's called about the Zella or some sort of walkie-talkie app that he gets on about all the time. You know what I'm talking about. But you guys have done a good job dealing with him, other than, I think, the one time he thought he was just trolling you before figured out this is really the way he is.
Yeah, I apologize to Dave. We're talking about our caller, Dave, who's become kind of a chronic as of late. And I had to apologize to Dave because I really did feel like he was trolling in the beginning, just messing with us. But really, he's serious. He really is messed with online. He's really frustrated by it. But by the same token, Dave also kind of asks for it because he gets on message boards and he will mess with people there. So you kind of get back what you put out there to some extent.
The message boards that he gets on, I mean, he's asking for it because isn't he a big Stern fan and gets on a lot of the Stern stuff?
Well, apparently he's not a fan of Howard Stern, and he went on to the Howard Stern forums just to mess with the people on the Howard Stern forums, according to the Nick in Boston who called in. And he is going into Hudson Valley Craigslist on the Rants and Raves section, which does not sound like a place where you're going to find a bunch of happy people.
Yeah, I just wonder what kind of people he has in his life to help him deal with this, if he has anyone.
I don't know. I don't get the impression that Dave has a whole lot of people in his life. I mean, he seems to have some friends. I don't know how many of them are in real life. That's not made real clear. He does reference having friends in his videos. But, yeah, it's a good question. And you can check out his YouTube channel and learn a lot more about him that way.
Yeah, I just worry about, you know, I suppose he does seem fairly well adjusted despite all that, considering somebody in that condition, you know.
Yeah, he does seem to be able to take care of himself, and that's obviously a perk. But thank you for the call, Alex. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. I don't know if you – do you know Mr. Tacpans, Daryl?
Yeah, I was on the show when you interviewed him an hour
night. That's good to know. So, Mr. Tackpants.
And he's really bad at math, but when you question him on his bad math, he says, let's forget about that for a second, and then he goes to something else.
So, Mr. Tackpants, I think it'd be interesting to put Mr. Tackpants and Dave from New York in the same room together and have them do a video. I think that would be amazing if that happened. But
why?
Tackpans is fascinating because he's even more like openly just nutso.
Yeah.
Like Tackpans,
he takes
hard to understand
lithium,
him.
Right?
Yes, he does take lithium, and Tackpans appears more crazy. Like Dave definitely has some issues, but he seems both of them can take care of themselves. Like Tackpans, if you look in the background of his videos, it's very clean. Like, his house is clean. He's not living in some sort of a pack rat mess or anything
right.
like that. So, you know, people have different areas in which they're less capable. And anyway, I hope that we can hook those two up someday in real life. I think that would be amazing. It would be a moment to remember. So anyway, if you want to find out more about Mr. Tackpants, just search for Mr. Tackpans, and you will be amazed. So we'll continue here. Your call.
Amazed, befuddled, close enough.
Yeah. So back to the story about the Pussy Riot ladies, the young ladies. They are 24 and 25, released from prison, having spent the last mostly 2 years in horrifying conditions in Russian work prisons, mandatory hard labor. One of them at least, was forced to make police uniforms. Something like 150 police uniforms per day was what their unit was being forced to make, and that was up from 100. Then once they figured they could make 100, they figured they'd ask them for 150. So back to what they have to say after having been released on this so-called amnesty bill. Nadezhda Tolokonikova said, "Everything is just starting, so fasten your seatbelts," she said, suggesting that Pussy Riot, which was originally jailed for their punk prayer in the main cathedral of Russia's dominant faith, would continue to use attention-grabbing protests to make their point. She said, quote, "We will unite our efforts in human rights activity. We will try to sing our song to the end." Bundled in a thick green prison jacket and with her long curly hair loose, Alokina said she would have rejected the amnesty if that had been an option. She said she wants to focus on fighting for the rights of those still behind bars. She said, "I'm not afraid of anything anymore. Believe me." And I do.
Oh, I do too.
I mean, there isn't much else that they could do beyond imprisoning them for longer, because they were being held in the worst prisons in Russia.
Yes.
So it just doesn't get much worse than what it did. We'll come back with more here in moments. So if you want to take away someone's fear completely, just put them through the worst possible scenario, and it'll be gone as long as they survive on the other end of it. And they have. These girls are definitely some tough ladies. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by high 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for your call and thoughts. But if you don't make it in tonight, no worries. We'll be here tomorrow. Yes, even though it's Christmas Eve, we are planning on doing live programming for you because, you know what? People still listen to the radio on holidays, so why shouldn't there be live shows? That's how I see it. And you're welcome to join us then. Online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check out Daryl's website. It's fpp.cc. We've been talking about the Pussy Riot situation. They have been released from prison. They're speaking out as I expected that they would. I did not think that they were going to go into retirement or that they were going to go hide out. These ladies are very brave individuals, and now they have nothing left to fear. Because they've been through the worst Russian prisons at this point, so it doesn't get much worse than that. Beyond straight-up torture, it doesn't get much worse. So we'll look forward to seeing more from Pussy Riot in the future, and of course, as we continue to learn more about their interesting activism that they've been performing, we will let you know. Now, if you want to get clued into some interesting news and activism, well, go to freedomsphoenix.com. It's where you can get detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com. You can sign up for their free daily dispatch and get news any old time you want it at freedomsphoenix.com. Speaking of the news, Daryl, there's some fascinating news in the secession world out of California, of all places.
Sort of secession, not exactly.
Really?
Tim Draper, who is a big tech investor, has submitted a plan, or at least on the 19th of this month, he said that within 48 hours he would submit the proposal to the Attorney General in California to have a ballot initiative added to the 2014 ballot to split California into six new states.
Now, I guess that's not... Well, isn't that considered seceding from California to some extent?
No, because there would not be a state of California anymore.
Oh, I see.
It would be taking the current state of California, splitting it into six new states.
Okay.
One of which would be the state of Jefferson, which is Northern California, which for a long time has had desires to split off.
Some of the people there, yeah, that's for sure.
Silicon Valley would be a state.
Mm-hmm.
There would also be, let me pull up the map here, would be Southern or South California, which would be
are
the...
Are there proposed names for these states?
Yes.
Okay.
The
okay.
proposed names are in the...
the ballot initiative.
Ballot initiative that was submitted. Silicon Valley would be a state. There would also be... I don't want to...
You'll link to it on our...
Yeah, I will link over. But he actually gives five reasons for why he submitted
this
initiative. First, it's about time California was properly represented with senators in Washington. Now, our number of senators per person will be about average.
Okay.
Number two on the list, and this is one that actually sounds very libertarian. Competition is good. Monopolies are bad.
Mm.
This initiative encourages more competition yes. and less monopolistic power. Like all competitive systems, cost will be lower and service will be better.
Yeah, that's true. More choice in the market. Even though it's a choice between states, still a choice.
Each new state can start fresh, from a new crowdsourced state flower to a more relevant constitution. Number four on the list, decisions can be more relevant to the population. The regulations in one new state are not appropriate for another.
Right, so the urban areas will no longer have an undue influence on some of the, you know, the more rural areas.
Right, Los Angeles and San Francisco would no longer have a say over what the people in Northern California do.
Right, which might as well be a world away. I mean, that's a big state.
Yes. And number five on the list, and this actually doesn't really seem like a very good reason, but I want your thoughts on this. Individuals can move between states more freely.
Hmm.
My thinking is currently, if somebody moves from San Francisco to Los Angeles, there's not necessarily residency hurdles to jump through.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas, you know, with the new thing, if they're in two separate states, if you're in Los Angeles for more than 30 days, they might say, oh, well, you're a resident of West California. You must comply with this, that, and the other thing. Whereas if it's all still part of California and you're in L.A. for 30 days, I'm here for work.
I think it's a fascinating proposal. So you said this guy's like a wealthy character. So
he is a tech investor, according to the article here from TechCrunch.
He's going to have to foot a huge bill for petitioning.
It cost millions to get a petition or to get a ballot initiative on the ballot in California.
How many signatures do they have to have? Like a half a million or more or something like that?
I believe they actually need somewhere near 1 million signatures. And so, professional signature gatherers.
A buck ahead, right? Buck
generally ahead. Charge $1 per signature.
Right.
But California has all sorts of goofy regulations that you can't pay per signature.
Oh, my God.
So you have to pay them flat rates per hour.
Per hour, okay.
Which means that you might get people that aren't as productive.
Right.
You might get people that they might collect 100 signatures in a day, but only 20% of those are valid.
Yeah,
so
and that's a problem with petitions collecting is a lot of them are invalid signatures. And so really, if your goal is a million signatures, your goal better be 2 million to make sure that you make the cut.
Generally, you want to collect twice as many signatures as what is required. Right. And I forget the lawsuit, but there was a guy that wound up just being a couple of signatures short, filed a lawsuit trying to say that You know, he should have been allowed on the ballot. And the judge actually told him in the ruling, well, you should know to collect twice as many signatures as you need.
Now, let me go a little further with this, because we know from our coverage of previous secession elements, like in Colorado, for instance, there's the Northern Colorado folks that want to secede.
Yes.
And there have been a few other stories recently about this. The idea of some state kind of having itself or a chunk of it seceding from the state and then forming its own state, that usually the news report is that, well, even if they're successful legislatively, or in this case in California, at the ballot box, even if this measure is, number one, gets on the ballot successfully, and the number two actually is successful at the voting location,
yes,
that at that point, then it still has to be approved
by Congress.
The U.S. Congress.
Yes.
And I don't understand why that is.
Because
if the state joined the union originally on its own volition, why shouldn't they be able to leave it?
Part of Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution says that no new state shall be created from an existing state without permission from the state from which they are breaking away, and the U.S. Congress.
Yeah, but couldn't they still just break away from... the proposal here is to break up the state into six separate portions. So couldn't they still just do it anyway, and then Congress would have to decide whether or not to acknowledge it as a state?
The way the proposal is worded is...
I would have to accept them.
They would, if a majority of the people in California pass this measure, and Congress allows the measure or allows the breakup to happen.
What do you think would happen?
Then by 2017, things will be put into motion.
So, I mean, you're pretty up to date on the political scene. You're well knowledgeable about these
issues. In the 90s, there was a proposal on the ballot in California to split the state into three states.
Mm-hmm.
North California, South California, and Central California.
Okay.
And it failed. So
how badly did it fail?
I don't remember. I think it was at least 5, if not 10%.
Oh, God. That's no... Oh, wait. Meaning that it only got 5 to 10% of the vote?
No, it failed by...
That's
so it got
so
somewhere
bad,
between like 40 and 45%.
That's not bad at all, especially considering that secession is more top of mind today than it would have been in the 1990s, I think.
It's definitely going to be interesting. It depends on
a
lot
viral.
Of things.
I mean, this could...
It depends on how well this is promoted. There's already a website.
Okay, what's that?
SixCalifornias.info.
S-I-X Californias or the number
yes.
6?
S-I-X Californias.info.
Okay.
They'll be getting the signatures. Depends on how bad the opposition comes out.
I wonder who the opposition will be. I mean, who could oppose this idea besides the
people in
the
Sacramento?
Right. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And yes, we will be live Christmas Eve.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.